And now we'll have Pablo Guardiola.
So my event happened kind of like a couple of blocks from where Nate's happened. At least, yeah, kind of like, well, kind of dog patch.
Yeah.
Close on a bike ride. So this happened at the American Industrial Center, technically on the second floor, and I think it was kind of like around 2 o'clock on February 1st, 2005. And that's when I bought my first gym calendar. It's a yearly art piece done by James Tantum. I don't remember this, but he do. The transaction happened in that building. We were still in grad school. That was actually our last semester. And, well, the beginning of our last semester. And we were not friends at the time. So there was no really relationship there. Well, we were peers. I paid $10 for it. And I don't think there were any witnesses present. It was just a transaction done, you know, between James and me. So a little bit about the calendar. It's James, he's been doing this. This piece, it had different permutations. But it's mostly a calendar where each day there's an entry, a personal entry, composed by its information, either from his records, journals, receipts, school reports, family history, and pretty much everything that he had either experienced firsthand or maybe his family, it's on specific records, historical records. And for example, this piece, one of the permutations of this one happened, I think it was around 2006 at Langton, where he put all the information. I think he comprised, I think it's 10 years, and then it's just all these big sheets of paper with all the information. It's just a beautiful text piece. But that's not the gym calendar. That's a different thing. The gym calendar, I think he's been doing it for the past 12, 13 years. And the important thing is, like, each day, you know, none of the entries are repeated. So there's always, like, you know, things that happen around the same time could, you know, like, not repeat, but, you know, like, they're coincidences, but, you know, an entry for a day will never be repeated. So it's a great question. It's really, does that exchange, does that actually constitute an event? I would say, why not? Especially buying a calendar, that should be always an event, especially a gym calendar, which is part calendar, part journal, and actually part many things. That should be always be an event, especially considering the fact that if we think about what is the avant-garde, it's always conjugated in its past tense and future tense. And I think Jim's calendar, at first glance, you will see it as kind of like a maniac, egocentric endeavor. But once you start reading it, it's actually, things are, I think it's from a really subtle and honest perspective. I think it's a major production of context of recent history of what could be considered a certain art scene on the Bay Area. And I would say that context is really what actually start making things tangible. And recollection of events, doesn't matter what type of event, but just a recollection of event is actually what makes the composition of history. I want to share some entries of that date. Some of them are from Jim's. Some of them are just notes that I've done. For example, in 2003, James moved into a new room at 21st Street and Florida. On February 1st of 2005, exactly the day that I bought this, the Pope, John Paul II, was taken to hospital with a really acute and serious case of influenza. You could imagine that Catholics were praying a lot for him. That same day, the Bedouins in Egypt were fighting the government security forces, resulting in around 20 deaths. A couple of days after, Star Trek Enterprise was, you know, it was it was public announcement that it was going to be canceled after many years of being on TV. And last year on that same day, James taught Keith graduate drawing class at CCA. Thank you.
I have a few gym calendars, yes.
Actually, I've been buying them since that day. I've been buying it every year. And I forgot to mention something, that there's also like some sort of potentiality when you buy a calendar, because it's like you're seeing the future. Yeah. It's like you're buying it, and you're going to see the future. And then going back into that moment where we're not really friends, but now we are, like I could say that I've been twice on the calendar. So.
I think Jim's been doing the calendar since he was 16 years old, which is now a lot of years. Okay, thank you.